Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team.
Howdy, hockey fans. This is Jim Quick. Tonight, I've got our MVP goalie, Mr. Caden Ryder. How you doing tonight, Caden?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
That's great.
I am doing awesome. Thoroughly enjoyed the game Friday night here in town. That was a show.
Yeah, it was a fun game to play in. A lot of fans. It was just a great atmosphere to play.
Oh, it was. The whole team was on fire. I mean, everybody was communicating good. You were all over that net.
Thanks. I mean, we're definitely going in the right direction here, so hopefully we can make a big push against Helena and Gillette coming up here. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and that's what I kept telling a couple of the boys, you know, that I knew you all had the ability to go in here and beat Helena and Gillette. I mean, you got the skills.
Yeah, definitely. Just,
I think it boils down to a confidence issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like with Helena, yeah. You know, it's Helena has always been that one team. You know, it's just their rink is intimidating because of the way their fans are. Mm-hmm. They're a big team. They're a physical team.
Yeah.
But Friday night showed that y'all can run with them.
Yeah, I agree. We're right there. We just gotta do a little, score some more goals, and we're there.
Yep, and that's it. You know, just scoring the goals, and you know, pick up a little bit on the defense, because there was a couple of times on the defense kind of slacked off a little bit, and that allowed them in. But it's all, you know, it all boils down to experience.
Yeah,
I
agree.
That's the biggest thing for this team, I think, is because most of the team is new. They don't have that full season of experience in yet. But I'm hoping that there's a bunch of y'all come back next year, because if we could get 10 of y'all to come back next year, I don't think anybody in the league could touch y'all.
That sounds like a lot of people are going to be coming back, so it definitely will be good for the Americans next year.
Awesome. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, well, my name's Caden Ryder, and I'm from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, so it's a little town probably 10 minutes outside of Hershey, PA. I started playing hockey when I was 4, but it was actually roller hockey, so I started getting into ice probably when I was like 7-ish, I would say. And I got into hockey because my cousins played, but my dad didn't play, my mom didn't play, so I was kind of looking up to my cousins, which it led me in the good direction, I would say, because I got to go to a whole bunch of different states, went to Canada a lot, and definitely a lot of good memories from hockey, for sure.
Cool. Got any siblings?
No, I'm actually an only child, just me.
Oh. So you're spoiled.
I don't know. I'm coming from a military family. Sometimes I will get my way, but definitely have to work for a lot of it.
Coming from a military family, that's a different story.
Yeah. My dad's in the Air Force, so.
Awesome.
He definitely doesn't want to just hand me some things.
That's good. I have a lot of military in my family. I was in the Army. My brother retired from the Air Force. Our dad was in Vietnam. Bunch of uncles in the military. So, yep. No, I totally understand.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, of course.
So, What was your name of your first team that you played for?
It was called the Lancaster Firebirds. So I played there until Squirts. And then I went to Hershey, the Hershey Junior Bears, and then Palmyra.
Okay. Any memories from back then that really stand out?
The biggest memory that I had probably from like my youth hockey is when I played for Hershey Quebec. It's a team that goes to play in Quebec City, and you pretty much play teams from all over the world. And it was like the first time you really like experienced fans. There was probably like 10,000 fans at the game because it's at a QMJHL rink called the Quebec Ramparts. Like it's their rink, so it was packed with people, and it was really, really fun. Because just first time playing in front of a crowd like that, it was just unreal.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. What caused you to become a goalie? What steered you in that direction?
Funny story. I actually played both goalie and player, and my coach, he was like, "Listen, you have to pick." And I pretty much did eeny, meeny, miny, mo between the two. And my parents said I better rather me be player, but I picked goalie. So now they had to pay for all my gear for all those past years. So they're probably loving that. But I'm a goalie, so.
Well, you're definitely a goalie.
Yeah, for sure.
What about your future? Do you see hockey in your future in any way?
Whether yeah, you know,
club hockey or college hockey or anything like that?
Yeah, obviously I want to go as far as I can go, right? So wherever the next step is, I'm going to take it. And at the end of the year, I'm getting the opportunity to go up to Fairbanks for the rest of the season. So hopefully that will point me in a direction to stay in the NHL for next year. And then hopefully the best outcome can but yeah, just keep moving up the ladder.
Sweet.
But definitely I definitely want to stick with hockey as long as I can go. And even when I'm done with hockey, I'll probably coach or scout.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be always there for sure. And hopefully later on, if I have kids, then they'll play, but hopefully I definitely will have hockey with me the rest of my life.
Well, that's good. That's good. That would be, yep. And of course, you know, we always want to see, I mean, that's one of the purposes behind this league. Sorry, I heard one of our dogs upstairs going nuts. I'm trying to figure out the littlest one. She's the loudest one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, there's three of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've met him. Yep.
Yep.
A little chewy up there just going, I don't know what she's going off on, man. So what about, is college in a possibility, or would you rather just try to keep moving up in the leagues itself?
College is definitely in the future. I already have my mindset to age out of junior hockey. So, I'm definitely going to go to college after juniors, and then hopefully, depending on like where that goes, you know, I'd love to play college hockey of any level. D3, ACHA, D1, if I work my way up enough and put in the work, obviously, that's the dream, but we'll see where it goes.
Right. Well, if you did make it into a college, what would your major be?
I want to go in for kinesiology. So it's like the movements in the body and stuff like that, or physical education.
Right. Okay. Yep. No, I know what that is. I used to be a weightlifter. I lifted weights for 25 years. And
okay.
I ended up during all that time, you know, studied some college physiology and kinesiology and all that stuff just so I could understand the body better. To help with my workouts.
Yeah, exactly. You learn a lot from it, really.
Oh,
I started my freshman year. I joined the class. I wasn't really too sure, like, what it was going to be about. And then, you know, I fell in love with it ever since, and it's something that really interests me.
That's good stuff. And I mean, you learn to, you know, when you study that stuff, and once you learn all the different parts and how they interact with each other, you can learn to listen to your body better. And you know when something's wrong, something's going on, you know, or even in your workouts, you know your body, okay, your body's lacking in this particular, you know, you need to work a little bit harder on that. So yeah. It's definitely a good thing.
Yeah,
especially if you're an athlete.
Yes, I 100% agree.
So what's your go-to food before a game?
Oh, always pasta. I always have pasta.
Any kind of pasta or any particular pasta?
Usually just plain pasta, to be honest. I know a couple of the guys think I'm crazy, but I don't use like sauce or anything. So it's just plain pasta.
Just plain, no garlic butter pasta or anything like that. Just straight pasta, huh?
Nope, just straight pasta.
Huh. No. Okay. What about any superstitions? When it comes to winning streaks or breaking a losing streak or even starting a game.
Yeah. So before the game, I usually do my post-to-post movements. That's like one of the key things. I do like the same amount of time each way. Like, or if I do an extra one, that means I have to do an extra one on the other post. But I've actually, this isn't really a superstition, but I've started praying before games. And I don't know. I think God always has a path for you, and whatever happens is going to happen anyways. So I was starting to pray before games, and I don't know. I think it's been working out. I've been playing really well. So I think he's been listening, and he's been putting me on the right path.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen you out there praying after the end of the game with the other teams.
Yeah. I do it before and after.
That's an awesome thing. I mean, it's not only the fact that, God's definitely listening, but it'll help calm you down some and get you centered.
So, yeah, exactly. Nope,
that's a very good thing. I like to hear that. What about a favorite jersey?
I have a favorite jersey. So I played for this team out of Toronto. It's called Toronto Pro Hockey Development Group. And it's pretty much the Maple Leafs logo, but it has that on the inside. So it looked like we were the Toronto Maple Leafs when we were younger. And I thought we were so cool because everyone would look at us and be like, oh, that's the Maple Leafs. But we're really just 14-year-olds with Maple Leafs jerseys with their own design on it.
Is that your team, the Maple Leafs?
No, I'm a Washington Capitals fan.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. So the Hershey Bears, that's like 10 minutes from me. They're the affiliate for the Capitals. So I always grew up watching the Hershey Bears game. So I would always see those guys go up, and then I just fell in love with the Caps program.
Oh, okay. All right. What about outdoor or indoor ice games?
Oh, that's a good one. See, I love indoor games, but outdoor games just have a different feeling to it. I mean, It's just the atmosphere. It's like hockey was meant to be outside. That's why like ODRs are always fun, but definitely outdoor games are where it's at. Besides when the sun gets in your eyes, that always sucks. But
right, well, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I love outdoor games.
I'm hoping one day to be able to go to an outdoor game.
I think it'd be cool if the Americans could do one at like the baseball stadium.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
I don't know how that would work because they'd have to build the ice and stuff and get that signed off. But I think it'd be cool for the Americans to have one there.
Well, it comes down to it. We've got Waddle's Pond. Mm. Is it Waddle? Got that pond out just outside of town. Well, it's not a pond. It's they call it a lake. But that would be the perfect size for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And it definitely gets cold enough to get that thing thick enough where we wouldn't have to worry about nothing.
100%. Yeah, but I think it'd be cool in Montana, especially if it starts snowing. It'd be pretty neat.
Oh, it would. You're right. Have to have a chat with Matt. We might have to try to set that up in the future. Of course, that's the problem with that is you have to base that off the weather. So it's kind of hard to say, okay, on this day it's going to get done because.
Yeah, for sure.
End up being too warm, and then the ice ain't thick enough. So,
Yeah, it was crazy. It was, what is it, 60 this last week?
Yeah.
And then it started snowing.
Yep. Yeah, and then what, two weeks before that, we was at negative 40.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was like outside in shorts and t-shirts, and I was living life, and then it just started snowing.
Yep, welcome to Montana.
Yeah, right.
What about what about a favorite player?
My favorite player when I was growing up, it was Braden Holtby, but it started to be Carter Hart. I started watching him, like, in how he plays, and he was probably he's my favorite player right now.
Okay.
But he got all that stuff going on right now with Hockey Canada. I'm not really involved with that, but I don't know. Right. I don't know too much about what's going on with that, but
yeah, that's a bad deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Gotta reserve judgment until everything comes out. And
yeah, exactly.
What about a favorite goalie?
My all-time favorite goalie is probably Braden Holtby. He's the one that just I grew up watching, and I don't know, I always loved him from the start. I saw him play in Hershey, saw him go up to the Caps, and then he's just my all-time favorite.
Okay, fair enough. Black or white tape?
I personally use white tape. I can't stand black tape. I don't know what it is. I don't know why people, white tape just looks better on sticks. I don't know why people use black tape.
Well, I guess it might have something to do with the uniforms they wear, or who knows.
Yeah. Some people try to tell me that it confuses the goalie with the pucks, and I tell them that's a complete lie, because I can see the puck either way. But they have their own superstitions about goalie seeing the puck with the black tape. So.
Right, yeah. I mean, I guess in a way I could possibly see that, but
it's like you can, like, it's kind of weird to explain. Like, you always see the puck itself, but then I think they're trying to get at, like, the follow through, like, of the stick, because that's also in the air.
Okay.
So I think that they think that they're gonna see two different black things flying, and then hopefully they track the stick instead of the puck.
Oh, okay. I got you. I don't know how you goalies keep track of that puck anyway when it comes flying in there like that. Gets deflected off people. And
lots of practice. Lots of practice.
Well, there's no
I
doubt
feel like
about
it's like and then, like, once you get older, it's just, like, so natural that, like, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Right. Oh, no. That's anything. Yeah. Just takes practice.
Yeah, exactly. I think baseball helped with that too, though, because I was catching a lot. So.
Oh, okay. Yep, that would. Absolutely. Because, I mean, they're close to the same speed when you get one of them slap shots.
Yeah, exactly.
What about workouts? Upper body or lower body?
That's a good one. I like upper body better, to be honest. I love my curls and lateral pull downs for sure. Those are my top two, but definitely upper body.
Okay. Got a favorite stick?
Ooh, that's a good one. My favorite stick that I ever use is probably the Bauer Mock goalie stick. It was like the first, like, really light stick that I ever had, and then obviously, since they're so light, they can break easy. So I had to go away from those and go down a level so they wouldn't break as much. But definitely the Bauer Mock is my favorite stick.
Okay. Tucked or untucked jerseys?
Oh, see, I'd rather have mine untucked, but all the time my jersey gets tucked somehow. every period I push it back down, it always ends up tucked in my pants, so I don't know how that happens, but it happens.
Hmm. Well, all the movement you do, there's no telling.
Yeah, but, like, even with, like, sometimes I'll even put my fight strap on and then it comes undone and just ends up in my pants.
Really?
It's really weird. It's really weird.
I hate that fight strap. Every jersey I've bought that's got the fight strap in it, first thing I do is cut that thing. It's not like I need it for a jersey I'm wearing, you know.
Yeah, right. In case there's a fight in the stands, you know, you don't want to get pulled over.
Right. I'm getting too old for that stuff. I just bop them over the head with Steve's stick. What about got any hockey pet peeves?
I hate when people are standing in front of me. I'd rather see the puck than them. Like, they're supposed to block the shots, I get it, like my defense. But I'd rather see the puck than them get in the way. Because I feel like if I can't see it, then I don't have control of what's going to happen.
Right.
So I'd rather see the puck than not see it. So my biggest pet peeve is when I can't see the puck and my defense are in the way.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, even in practice, I'm like, move. I need to see. So now the guys are at a point where they just start to creep away and then let me see the puck.
I understand that. I mean, because if you can't see where it's at, it's going to be harder to react to it when it's coming at you.
Exactly.
You know, you get that. It's already a short enough time as it is to react, and then somebody's in front of you and it comes around them and there's just no time.
Yeah, like if there's like another person in front of me, like on the other team, I can see around them. Like there's not a ton of people that are much taller than me, so I can usually see around them. So 9 times out of 10, I should be able to save that puck. But once you get 2-3 guys in front of you, then it's like, okay, someone needs to move.
Yep. How about a favorite team bonding memory?
From the Americans or like just in general?
It's just throughout your whole life.
I would say my most memorable so far is probably actually so we went, you know, Kathy Covert?
Doesn't sound familiar. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't she on the women's? Okay, that's not what I'm thinking of then.
She sponsors our team, I think, but, at the beginning of the year, we went like to her cabin as a team and we kind of went camping and stuff.
Oh yeah, up in Lincoln.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was like the first time like everyone really got together. It was like just a great bonding experience. Like the vets got to pick their rookies. We went hiking up on this huge mountain. But it was a really good experience, like with the guys and stuff, and everyone got really close really fast.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that little trip, y'all. That was definitely a good one. It's beautiful up there at Lincoln.
Oh yeah, super beautiful.
Yep, they've got a spot up there that is archery only on hunting. I've been one of these days. I'm gonna make it up there and go elk hunting up there. See what it's like.
There you go.
At least I ain't got to worry about anybody running around with a rifle.
Yeah. We didn't see that much up there. We saw a couple of deer, but I didn't see any elk.
Oh, trust me, they're up there. Very first time I ever drove through Lincoln, probably, I don't know, about 200 or 300 yards ahead of me, there was a whole herd of elk that come across the highway, right where as you're coming into Lincoln, all the trees and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. They come right across the highway right there. Huh. I actually had to slow down, let them get across. That was
really,
yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I wish, yeah, we only saw deer up there. They said that we could probably see like elk or maybe bear, but we only saw deer.
Well, you don't want to see too many bear because there's grizzlies up in that area.
Yeah, a couple of, there was guns there just in case, like on our hike, but.
Right.
No one had to use them, which was good.
Well, typically, you know, you're better off using the bear spray anyway, because if you shoot the bear, there's a whole lot of paperwork you got to go through with the FWP to prove that, you know, you had no choice but to shoot and kill that bear.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't know. I think someone had the bear spray, but I could be wrong.
And typically, you know, with the bear spray, it's typically effective unless you get, you know, like if you come across a sow that's got cubs, then that's just bad news. Or if you spook one off of a kill, you know, they're sitting there feeding. That's usually the only time that the spray isn't really effective.
Okay.
Then you ain't got much of a choice. You gotta shoot them.
Yeah.
So what kind of hobbies do you have outside of hockey?
Growing up, I was always into other sports, but lacrosse was a big one in high school, and then I love fishing. I always go out fishing with like my friends and stuff, so that's like the top one for sure. But I just like being outdoors, to be honest. Anything outdoors is right up my alley.
What kind of fish is your favorite?
I like fishing for bass.
Bass? Smallmouth, largemouth?
Yeah. Either or. I like both.
Like both?
Some of my buddies are big into catfishing, but I'm not good at catfishing. I don't have the patience for catfishing.
Yeah, catfishing is a game. It's definitely a long-term game. Yeah. That's what I grew up doing was catfishing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I'm from Missouri, and for us to hook into, you know, 40, 50, 60-pound blue cats is pretty regular.
That's pretty impressive.
So they're fun. Yeah. Then, of course, you know, of course, my thing is I like to eat fish. I love fish. That's
okay.
And that's part of my problem up here. Really, the only fish up here that's I really like, I haven't had yellow perch yet, but I keep getting told that it's like crappie, which if it's like crappie, I'm good. But the only other fish up here that I like eating is walleye.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, it's funny enough, I'm not like a huge fish guy. Like, it's really weird. I like fishing, but I'm not like a huge fish guy.
Oh, I know people like it. I've got a nephew that can't stand to eat fish. He hates fish, but he is a bass fishing fool. So, well, I understand it. So what's the biggest bass you ever caught?
Oh, it's nothing crazy. Probably like 5 pounds. I'm nothing crazy. There's not like, there's people like around me that will get like big bass or like big fish. But I feel like every time I'm with my friends, I just don't get anything monster. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm bad luck. Cause when I'm not there, they'll get big fish, whether it's, some even get like pike and stuff. So it's like, I just don't understand. Maybe I'm bad luck, but. Nothing big.
Where's the main spot you go fishing at in Pennsylvania?
We go to Susquehanna.
Susquehanna?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. But it's just the luck of the draw, I guess. Like, I'll go to spots, then the next day someone will get, like, a huge catfish.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't. I think it's just me.
I've heard that a lot over my life. You know, you go out there to go fishing, somebody's out there saying, you should have been here yesterday. They were on fire. And you get out there and ain't nothing biting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, fish is fickle. That's why they call it fishing and not catching.
Right.
So what about hunting? You do any hunting?
I used to when I was younger, but I want to start getting back into it. I know a lot of the guys up here are big into duck hunting, and it started to interest me a lot more. So once I go back home, I'll probably start hunting again, like if I'm there for the season. But like the tags up here were so expensive.
Yeah.
For like an out-of-stater.
Yep. Yeah, that seems to be the common sport for this team is duck hunting, because it kind of got started last year with another goalie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jake Regan, he stayed with us, He was our very first hockey player we billeted.
And, oh, nice.
He's real big into duck hunting, and he's the one that got he got Alex into duck hunting, and Phil and a couple others.
Yeah, I feel like during duck season, the guys are going out pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Just writing about how many ducks they got or how many they missed that were right in front of them. So it definitely interests me.
I never did get much into duck hunting. I mean, I've got a lot of relatives that's into it. I just never was my thing. When I was growing up, we did a lot of pheasant hunting and quail hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to the point where you can't hardly find any quail in Missouri anymore. And we had to go to Kansas for the pheasant. So got to the point that didn't do that anymore. And I keep wanting to get back into the pheasant hunting up here. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to. So my uncle, he's a huge hunter. He goes all over the place to hunt, but I'm trying to get on a trip with him once I really have time and see what we can get. Cause I swear he gets everything you can think of.
Rifle hunting or bow hunting?
He does both, but I feel like he usually uses a rifle.
Yeah. Is there any, I know out there in Pennsylvania, they've got a lot of good, whitetail hunting out there.
Yeah. There's a ton of like game spots out there. Like there's just like random patches of where you can just go hunting.
Yeah.
Some days, there's just a ton of deer on the farm side, and then right where it's actually where you're allowed to go hunting, there's nothing. But they know.
They know. They know where they're safe.
Yeah, exactly.
We're heading to Badlands tomorrow.
Sorry, you kind of cut out a little bit.
Oh, sorry. You're heading to Badlands tomorrow.
Yep.
And then after that, you head to Gillette,
mm-hmm.
right? So.
Yep, that's right.
Long weekend, a lot of bus ride.
Definitely.
What's your big thing for doing on those long bus rides to occupy your time?
Sleep. I try to go to sleep as much as I can so I can wake up in the next town or whatever. But poker's pretty big on the bus. The guys are like, just like to have fun, whether it's blackjack or Texas.
Right.
But definitely sleeping, poker, even just talking with the guys. You know, the bus is a good time to bond together and grow really tight as a team. And I feel like in the first half of the year, we had a lot of home games. So this will be a good opportunity to get even closer.
There you go. Yeah, definitely good for bus rides.
Yeah, it's not like it's a short trip either.
Right. Yeah, and going to South Dakota, that's a pretty boring ride.
Not a
whole lot to see.
I know. That's what on my way out here, I was like, geez, there's nothing out here. the whole trip, I was with my dad, and I was like, man, there is nothing. It's a good thing. Good thing we got gas when we did, because if we didn't have the gas at the right time, I don't know if we would have got it. Been stuck out there.
So the big question that I always ask everybody is, you get snowed in up in the mountains, up in a cabin with one of your teammates. The purpose is survival. Who would you want with you and why?
Probably Phil. He knows the outdoors pretty well, and he knows a whole bunch of random things that will keep you safe out in the wild. So I definitely would say Phil.
He has been the most common one on here.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm betting he has been picked at least, let's see, now you're number 11. So I bet he's been picked 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I mean, if not Phil, I feel like you would have to go Leifer. I feel like that's the next one, just because of their knowledge.
Right. Well, it's not just about the knowledge. There's also, you know, you're you're stuck up there with this person, you know. So it's got to be, you know, also has to be somebody that you have a good connection with, you know, that you can don't start getting on each other's nerves and occupy each other's time, you know, easily.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be my problem. There ain't too many people I'd want to do that with.
I get along with everybody on the team, so I feel like you can definitely go up there with anybody, but to survive with like the guys on the team, I don't understand why people aren't going with Phil, because I feel like he is the guy that you would want to go up with.
He's a pretty smart man.
Definitely.
Good captain too.
Yes, I agree. I'm trying to get him back for one more year, but
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I was messing with him because he said he wasn't coming back for another year, and then it turned 2024, and I was like, Phil, what are you doing here still? So he had a big chuckle about that, but I don't think – I'm going to keep trying to get him to stay for one more year, but I don't know if he will.
Yeah, it would definitely be good. We would definitely love to see that. But I know he's tired and he's sore and so it's that point. He's ready to move on to the next stage of his life.
Yep.
Can't blame him.
No, not at all.
Well, Caden, it was a pleasure talking to you tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was good talking to you as well.
I always enjoy these opportunities to talk to you boys and learn about you. Looking forward to seeing the games this weekend, how things go. As always, look forward to seeing you in the net.
Thanks.
But if anything that you'd like to, anybody you want to send a shout out to or anything you want to say to your team or anything like that?
Shout out to my mom and dad. They're always supporting me through everything. And even though I might not show it at some times, I'm really grateful for it. And I love you guys. So that's a big one.
What's your mom and dad's names?
Heather and Kevin.
Heather and Kevin. Well, Heather and Kevin, from those of us here in Great Falls, we truly appreciate the opportunity to have your son here. And he has been an awesome member of this team. And we enjoy watching him. And you know, it's been our pleasure. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, Caden, I guess I'll let you go then. You have yourself a good night and enjoy your bus ride and have some good games this weekend.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. We'll talk to you later then.
Another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks. And I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Leaf, for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hoctimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.